We're doing the Drashot Aran. We're up to page Mem Dalet in the Shalem edition and Kuf Chaf in the Masada of Kuk edition. And the Ran had posed a difficult question. He had said, how could we say all of the Torah is true when you have in the Torah one opinion which is halacha and the other opinion seems to be incorrect? So he said, he began a thought. He said, all of the Torah, the written and the oral law, was given over to Moshe at Sinai. Like the Talmud says in Megillah, that Hashem taught Moshe all of the Torah, including Dikdukei Sofrim and Mashe Sofrim Atidim Nechadesh. Dikdukei Sofrim are the machlokas, the different opinions among Chazal, how to understand the Torah. Moshe learned all of them from God. And God told Moshe, the wise men of the generation, they will decide what the halacha is. And this is the idea of the big machlokes with Rabbi Eliezer HaGadol, the great Rabbi Eliezer ben Hurkanus, when the rabbis were brought an oven that was divided into thirds, and the person put sand in between and mortar around it. And then the question is, when you break an oven in half, an earthenware oven, so then the bigger half can still be used. You take that bigger half and you break that into halves, so then you have three pieces. Like three tires, one on top of the other. You could put sand in between, put cement on top, tar on top, and use it, but it's really a broken oven. Can that oven become defiled or not? Does it retain the tum'ah, the defilement it had before or not? Rabbi Lezer said tahor, the rabbi said tameh. Rabbi Lezer brought all the proofs in the world, the rabbis didn't agree. Rabbi Lezer said, if I'm right, then the tree will jump backwards. The tree jumped backwards. If I'm right, the stream will start streaming backwards. The stream starts streaming backwards. If I'm right, the walls of the academy will cave in. The walls started caving in until Rabbi Gamliel stood up and yelled at them. A heavenly voice came out and said, what are you arguing with them for? He's right. So they stood on their feet, and the Gemara says, V'omrim sham b'Baba Metzia, the Talmud tells us over there in Baba Metzia. By the way, what's the Talmud discussing there in Baba Metzia? Baba Metzia are the monetary laws. The Talmud is discussing the mitzvah of onah. We're not allowed to afflict. We're not allowed to afflict monetarily. We're not allowed to do something that's unfair in business practices. But the Torah says twice, Lo tonu ishet amito, do not afflict your fellow man. And the second time teaches us, we have a biblical prohibition from saying words that are hurtful to someone else. We're not allowed to afflict verbally. Lo tonu ishet amito. And so the Mishnah over there discusses those laws. And the Talmud, when it goes into the Onat Varin, the Talmud goes into how powerful it is that when Rabbi Eliezer was ruled against, he was in the minority. Everyone disagreed with him. He was hurt. And the one time that he prayed out of hurt, Rabbi Gamliel, who ostracized him, dropped dead. The courts ruled with Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel was right. Yeah, but Rabbi Eliezer was hurt. When you hurt someone, you have to know that in heaven that has tremendous weight. That's why this whole story appears there. So the Gemara says in Baba Metzia, Amad Rabbi Yeshua al raglav amah, Rabbi Yeshua stood on his feet and said, Lo b'shamayimi. The heavenly voice comes out and says, but the halacha is like Rabbi Yeshua, but Rabbi Lezer is right. Rabbi Yeshua says, yeah, but the Torah is not in heaven. My lo b'shamayimi, what does it mean that the Torah is not in heaven? Kvani, not Torah l'moshe al Sinai. God, you gave the Torah to Moshe at Sinai. The Ketubah, and the Torah gave us the following criterion. We have to all learn the laws of tradition and analyze, and after a person has distilled his heart, he's become pure and impartial, and using the logic that you gave us, the Torah says, the way we have to decide, once we have the tradition and know how to apply it, acharei rabim natot, go with the majority opinion. So, God, we hear your voice saying, Rabbi Lez is right, but we have your Torah, and you told us in the Torah that now it's up to us to decide using the rules you gave us. Well, using the rules you gave us, that's not the conclusion we've come to. So they all witnessed that Rabbi Eliezer was more aligned with godly truth than they were. He made miracles. They were true. And heaven may say he's right. And nonetheless, halacha l'maaseh, they ruled against him. Shachal shesichlam haya notel l'tame, because they thought this oven is tame. Afal pi shayu yudim shayu maskimim hefech min ha'emet, even though they knew their conclusion was not in line with the way God held the Torah should be taught. Lo ratzu l'taher, they're not going to switch sides. Vayuvrim al divrei Torah im hayu metarein, and if they would, we have to know this. If they would suddenly say, okay, God, you're right, fine, God, obviously, you're right, right? Okay, Tahar. Then they would be in transgression of the Torah. And this is a very important halacha. It's quoted also in the Shach and Yeridaya. It's halacha in giving halachic ruling. Once a person is on the level that he can understand and he has the tradition and he has a certain understanding in halacha, he's not allowed to give halachic ruling different than the way he understands. He's not allowed to tell you, oh, mutter. What do you mean mutter? You hold asr. You learned and you came to the conclusion it's asr. You can't say mutter. God said, you guys decide what the halacha is. If they would lie, if they would say, okay, God says it's tar, we'll rule tar, then they're not fulfilling their obligation. Then they would be in transgression. What they said, God agreed with them, and then they said, God, you told us to go with the rules you gave us. Well, using the rules you gave us, this is what the conclusion we came to. And we'll conclude with a medrash that's quoted in the Mishnah in Eduyos. The Mishnah in Eduyos asks a question. How come we mention Shammai's opinion if it's not going to be halacha? Based Shammai's opinion. The Mishnah in the beginning, the first chapter of Eduyos, discusses why do we mention the minority opinion if that's not halacha? Why do we mention based Shammai's opinion? So one of the commentaries on the side, I forgot which one, quotes a medrash that, but it's in the Gemara, that the Medrash says that when Moshe went up to heaven, Hashem gave him the Torah and showed him the laws of inference and then showed him a new case. He says, now when you analyze this case, logically, you can bring 49 proofs to say it's mutal. And you could bring 49 logical proofs to say it's asul. So Moshe said, okay, if I could use the logic and come to conflicting conclusions, well, how do I decide? God said, you go down there and you teach the people and you have rabbis who have learned and they are impartial and they use clear logic. And after they've analyzed and each one has heard the other one out, and after their discussion, each one will give a vote. And after everything is said and done, each one has what we would call the human factor, where one logic seems more right to him than the other. I'm telling you that there are 49 logical ways to prove either way. And they're all right. But what the halacha will be is something that you, the rabbis down there, have to decide. After you have the tradition, and you've learned, and you've analyzed, and heard one another out, and if you're on a level where you have the tradition strong enough to apply the laws of derivation, then the human factor is what's going to decide. Acharei rabim natot, the majority opinion decides. Now, very quickly, the rabbis realized they didn't have a strong enough tradition to rule on gzerat shavah. Gzerat shavah is a very difficult law of inference. One word appears here, one word appears there, and we say, okay, the laws that apply here apply there. You understand you could uproot the whole Torah with gzerat shavah if you don't know exactly how to apply it. So it was very quick that the rabbis said, whatever we have on tradition, that's when we say gzerat shavah. Otherwise, we don't. The rabbis were very, very honest and very careful to apply these laws correctly, because otherwise you could uproot everything. Today, already for almost 2 millennia, we don't have the tradition. We don't know how to apply the laws of derivation. But with time, our strength has weakened. But this is the way it was when Hashem gave the Torah. This is the way it was in the time of the Mishnah. And we'll pick up here. We're still in the middle of a thought. We'll pick up here with Hashem next week.